And let's see if there's anything else that I'm doing right now.
Any organizations associated with school?
Of course, our local PTO, parent teachers organization. And I'm an officer in that this next year. Let me get this off there, Ben. Library Association, of course, all these education association things that I'm involved in.
TEA.
Yeah, TEA and our Wicca County Association thing. I was an officer last year in that professional organization. I just about meetinged out. I got out of a lot of things. You can really work yourself to death, and you get some people just think, well, you know, she'll do that.
She said, I need to give it to her.
That's right. And I'm the sponsor of our junior beta club at school, and we have been involved in raising fundraising things for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation and then for St. Jude Research Hospital in Memphis, too. That is a big thing in our area. I don't know whether down where you live, they still know the St. Jude Research Hospital. Maybe I don't know whether it's that far reaching or not. They have a lot of drives around here. St. Jude's.
Is that in Memphis?
Uh-huh, the research hospital for children, you know.
The Danny Thomas golf tournament was a fundraiser.
That's right. Danny Thomas is the man who really he's the wheel horse when it comes to St. Jude's. And
I wonder how he got associated with that.
I think one of his children.
Oh.
Or one of his friend's children or something anyway had leukemia. And he somehow became involved with it. I don't know exactly. I don't know the full story on it. It's sort of like Jerry Lewis and Walter Ross.
I was just about to ask you whether you know what his association or his interest in
Jerry
muscular
Lewis or,
dystrophy is.
He has a child.
Is that right?
The reason I know that is there was a telethon that came out for Duke on television, and he, for multiple sclerosis. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know what that
is
was.
Is it multiple sclerosis or muscular dystrophy?
Muscular dystrophy, that's what it is. And they had a telethon, and he came and he explained it, and it was a very emotional thing.
Oh, yeah.
I've
seen these national telethons that he does, but I've never seen him, I've never heard him give an explanation.
Well, he told, of course, it was in the wee hours of the morning that he,
yeah.
You know, but he explained how that one of his children was afflicted. And it was interesting.
Yeah.
But as soon as he finished, the line was hot, you know.
Yeah.
It's a good selling point.
Oh, yeah.
But it's for a good cause.
Yeah.
Those things like that. But anyway, we just, one of a real fine young man from Dresden just died of leukemia this past spring. And all of our civic groups and everything really have gone the limit with St. Jude, not the limit, but really gone all out. And as far as memorial gifts and things like that, you know, projects and everything prepared.
Well, what about your husband? Is he associated with any kind of...
He belongs to several professional organizations that have to do with this business thing in Jackson. Suitan. And then he's involved with... I don't know what all the names of those organizations are. He pays dues to them. But anyway, they're things to do with his company and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know, but he, as far as being involved with the Lions Club, Rotary Club in Dresden, he's never in Dresden.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to Jackson every day, which is about a 60-mile drive, and everybody says, oh, how does he do that? You know, it's just like going downtown to him. He's so used to it, you know. And people can't understand how when I say I'm going to run down to Jackson, you know, I've got some things I need to do. And I imagine it's like going to Memphis for me, you know.
Like some kind of journey.
Yeah, right. But he don't have a basketball scholarship when he was in school. And